Go to thecognitiverampage.com. Keep fueling the change. Help continue to allow this to happen. None of this would happen without you and your love and your support. Love you.
The Cognitive Rampage, a scientific approach to self-discovery, change, and life optimization, is now available on Amazon. What I do in the book is I fuse the latest research from the cognitive, behavioral, social, environmental, and biological science. Whether you need a life change, simply enjoy self-exploration and optimization, want to discover new hidden passions, or reduce the life-altering effects of toil, anxiety, depression, all of those issues, this book is for you. You'll customize the scientific framework with your own personal beliefs to build your authentic change. You'll use this framework throughout your whole life, through every change, and through every age. This book is an experience. It's a path to help you unleash your desired change. You can apply this method on your own with no harmful side effects. Welcome to Cognitive Rampage Podcast. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living your Cognitive Rampage. This is a Cognitive Questions edition. Cognitive question number 4, what's the hardest lesson you've had to learn? And people shared some serious lessons. And I tried to, like most of the other episodes like this, I try to sum up sort of that best advice or that lesson or something to be learned from all of it. But again, thank you to everybody that shared, commented. Simply go to Cognitive Rampage, Instagram, follow there. That's where I post the cognitive question and use your comments for the show. So I hope you enjoy this episode of Cognitive Questions. How we doing, everybody? Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you are living your Cognitive Rampage. Sorry, got a few minutes late getting this one started. But I love that song, by the way. Ryan Bingham, oh man, I'm telling you. South Side of Heaven, that song. That song will get you. Love that song, man. Sorry it took me a week to come back and get this show in. I was quite busy. I was doing a lot of things. I'm running comedy shows out here at the Spring Hill Suites Marriott in New Smyrna Beach. Moving out to the beach house, I had to keep comedy going. Cheers to you as well, my love. Wanted to get back to this cognitive questions that we were doing. I'm slowly moving outside. I'm slowly moving outside to podcast. That's something I've been wanting to do. It's still a little warm in Florida. So eventually you will start seeing podcasts sitting around the fire. That's what I want to do. I want to sit around the fire, have a couple different camera angles. That's why I got these. I've transitioned. I know I look like a sports announcer, everybody. Welcome to the game. Today's weather's amazing. It's going to be a beautiful show. Oh, wow, what a matchup we have, right? So I know I look like that TV announcer or whatever, a sportscaster, but this is easier. After 7 years of podcasting with the mic and the mic boom, having to tell people to talk into the mic, then sometimes they back away, right? Now you can feel comfortable, and I'm animated. I talk with my hands. That's what I do. And so now I can do that, right? So I'm making those changes. It's been fun. For the last 7 years, I've been podcasting. I have gotten pretty deep into comedy now. I'm going on my finishing up my third year doing comedy, and I love it. It is the toughest job I think I've ever tried to undertake as well. So, I mean, the amount of respect I have for comics that have been in the game for so long, grinding this out, and those that are hilarious, those that are funny, right? Man, it is one of the toughest things. So I admire those that have reached that top end already. So it's been fun. So being so deep in the comedy side, throwing shows, I had a comedy club in Sanford, Florida, Mellow Monkey, for a little while. We shut that down going into February for a couple reasons. COVID sort of put the period on it. I was signing the new lease sometime in March. So we held off, right? Thank God. But may be bringing a comedy club back to Sanford here in November or so. Trying to iron out the details right now, so we may be back. This time it's Madcaps Comedy. I had two partners in the other club that were probably the monkeys of us all. But anyway, we had to part ways. So Madcaps Comedy is the rebranding. Those are the shows I'm doing out here in New Smyrna Beach. And maybe may have a Madcaps Comedy Club opening down in Sanford soon. So I've been so wrapped up in doing that. and doing a couple other things too. The marketing company that I run, the Residuals Group, we got really busy. Blessings, I'll take it. And we were building podcasts for people. We were launching people's podcasts. Own the 24 is a podcast we helped put out. We were hired to produce and put out. Mike and Lori there. You can go to Own the 24 and see what they're doing. Things Matter podcast with Suzanne Morrow is another one we launched. They hired us to do the same thing. And so it's been fun helping people get their message out, right? Pull a podcast together because, look, there's a million ways you can do a podcast, right? But I like bringing the knowledge that I've learned over the 7 years and sharing that with people and then watching how excited they get, you know, and nervous, too, as they get when they start to launch their podcast or begin recording or even going live. So that's been fun. I've been busy doing that as well. And probably something else I'm forgetting too. My shoulders finally healed. I had a torn labrum. So I'm back to finally working out, set up a whole gym in the beach house out here. I mean, it's cool. I'd show it to you. It's right over there, but matted out the floors, right? Hung a heavy bag, cleared it out. So I'm down 18 pounds now. I'm down 18 pounds from what I was. I was getting a little heavy there with COVID, and plus the shoulder injury, not being able to do much hurt. But in less than 3 weeks, about 3 weeks, 18 down. So if you're out there trying to cut too and get that COVID-15 off or whatever it is, keep pushing, keep getting up. It's consistency that does it. You know, the food is huge, right? I mean, you can work out all you want to, but if you're eating terribly, right, try to balance that out for yourself, man. But keep going, keep pushing forward. You'll make it. It feels good. It feels good to be back healthy again. But I'm telling you, I do not take the injury well when I'm injured. I'd only been, seriously injured years and years ago when I played college football when I tore my hamstring. That was a pretty rough rehab to come back from that and then do it again not too long after. So the shoulder thing, it's been a decade and a half, maybe longer, right, since I had almost 2 decades. My God, I'm old. Since I've had a serious injury like that. So it's been cool to come back from that. And whew, I'm telling you, there were times I was like, I'm not going to make it. I'm never going to lift my shoulder again, right? Those rehabs can be not fun. But when you start to feel your strength back, man, I remember when I was trying to do a push-up and I couldn't. And I had to do the knees down push-up, right? Didn't say ladies push-up. Knees down push-up like that. I could barely do one, right, without the pain. And I'm up to doing a solid 10, 20 if I really want to. So, yeah, it's fun. We're coming back. But anyway, I'm rambling. I want to get back to what this is about, cognitive questions number 4. And I use your comments. So this is the 4th question I've asked. You can go to Cognitive Rampage YouTube page. There's the cognitive questions playlist you can watch there if you just want to watch through those. A bunch of other cool playlists, too. I did a series on this podcast, to scroll off a bit, called From the Book Series, where I read a couple chapters, talked about those chapters, read a few verbatim. You can find that playlist on the YouTube page as well if you want to hear just from the book series, right? A lot of cool playlists on the YouTube page. But cognitive questions I've been doing with Instagram and my personal Facebook page. So I'd post a question on Instagram or my personal Facebook page and use your answers and your comments to do these shows, right? So this question, number 4, is what's the hardest lesson you've had to learn? And that's a wide open question. I'm going to start with the Facebook posts here. And Cameo 21, my boy. Hope you're still doing comedy out there too, brother. Let's see. Learning how to. Oh, it's hard to even see the full comments here. Boom, boom. Learning how to open up the full comments. Learning how to forgive, truly forgive, and be at peace. I like that one, Alvin. Moving on to overstand underscore it underscore all. You're not going to get back the same kind of love you give. I don't know if that's an all the time, right? I guess as I'm listening to it, as I read these, I'm sort of looking for concrete beliefs, right? I'm not going to go into concrete beliefs, right? But I write about them in my book, and in my book, how our beliefs kind of shape how we think, what we think, determine the truth of our world, right? How we operate, and technically control our feelings, right? Because you have a belief that creates a thought, your thought shapes a feeling. So I guess what I'm looking for when I'm reading, right, is what kind of concrete beliefs, right? And beliefs come from our experiences, right? The experiences we had with this, that, and the other, then we concrete beliefs about that experience, be that food, a roller coaster, The Color Purple, right? Whatever, not the movie, The Color. However you feel about those things, right? So those beliefs determine that. And I guess that's what I'm sort of looking for, right? So I'm looking for those concrete beliefs or what experiences you may have had that make us, well, I guess define the lesson, right, that we had to learn. So is that, I don't know if you're not going, you didn't say always, which is cool, but you're not going to give back the same kind of love you give. I get that can go so many ways though, right? That if you're in a relationship, you're in love with somebody, you're giving that love out like crazy, just not receiving it back, wondering why. But maybe sometimes, you know, people's love languages are different, right? Maybe they could be doing something or were doing something that was in their language of how they showed affection, right? Not just ours. But I kind of get where you're coming from, though, right? That you felt like you were in a relationship, sort of, and maybe just the one that was hardcore into it, right? That when it came down to it, and that is a tough lesson to learn when we are in love and someone does not love us back, right? That is definitely hard. CL Weiss commenting on Instagram here, unspoken expectations of others was the cause of most of my disappointment in them. Without question, I thought I knew how a family member of dear friend should, in quotes, respond without considering their current position or circumstance. Slighted by my own hand, overlooked lesson, maybe not the hardest, right? But it's still a lesson that you remember, right? That we take from it. I appreciate you. Oh, you go on here. You one more comment from C.L. Weiss, that all-seeing judgmental eye, the all-seeing judgmental eye recognizes quickly what it already has inside. Learning to turn an eye 180 and accept what I see, drop the shock and denial to allow myself analysis to happen. Yes, I believe was the hardest thing I've done. That is it is a heck of a tool when we can learn to do that, but a hard one to start to do, right? It's easier to blame others, the world, their responses, etc., than turn that on us, turn that eye right back around on us and start judging what we're doing. Appreciate you sharing that. CMKR27, my hardest lesson I've had to learn was my self-worth. It took me 7 years to find my self-worth and get the courage to leave my abusive ex-husband. I was the most confident woman, and he tricked me by slowly grooming me into someone I didn't recognize. Man, I found my courage after I saw him hurt my son. Oh, shit. After that, I had the courage, all the courage in the world in the moment. When the moment was over, I felt like I was a worse mother in the world because I didn't know he was hurting my son. Oh, if there's things you know and things you don't know and things you can control, I know that's a tough thing to deal with as a mom. I've talked to people that wear that guilt, that hold the guilt for not knowing something, but you don't control that other person's behavior toward you. In that, the fact that you're recognizing, though, that you saw that and found the courage to get out too, I know that it's one of the toughest things for people to do because men are in those relationships too. But I don't know. I think women have it harder, in my opinion. I don't want to patronize or patronize to the women, but I do because it's not very often the female could just beat up with their bare hands and kill the guy, right? The guy tends to be a little bit more overpowering. That's a little scarier. And I grew up in a home like that, right? So I watched those things. I had those things done to myself too. And I watched my mom through that relationship and her leaving and some guilt she holds on to, right? So some of that guilt, you got to let that go because the things you don't know it's not your fault. You're not making those decisions, right? In my favor, he did keep my son and I apart a lot because he didn't want my son to see what he had done to my face. Oh, man, pain, broken ribs, nose, fractured clavicle. Man, I'm learning my self-worth and it will take time to heal the wounds of my past. It can take the time, right? I guess it's probably not the time to come at you and say, look, it can take the time. But look, if you've already started, you've already left, you're already healing up, right? It's letting go of those experiences, right? Which is hard to let go of those experiences because you were in them, right? You know what they were. But use those more as a fuel or a reason to keep changing your life, to be different, to find the self-worth. You know, we expect the love we think we deserve, right? And I think, you know, you deserve more. And this is going to teach you, right? Don't let it jade you, though, too much as you know, years from now or whenever, or 2 weeks, whenever you start dating again to meet other people, right? Let those lessons learned keep you sharp, right? But don't let it harden your heart. Otherwise, that evil will win. You know what I mean? If you harden your heart to those experiences you've had. But I appreciate you sharing that, and good luck to you out there. Keep taking care of you. Take care of your son. Time will help it out to be able to see your kid more. Just don't lose hope in what you're doing, okay? So I appreciate you sharing that here on the podcast. And moving over to the Facebook page, Heather Brown, karma is real. Treat others as you want to be treated. I appreciate that, Heather Brown, right? Karma is real. It feels like that a lot sometimes, right? You know, I try to say karma's right behind me, right? So if I do something, it's gonna hit me in the, right in the ass, right again, because I feel like I've got all my bad karma. At least to God, I hope so. Keep praying so, right? So I like to think if I do something bad, something's gonna happen right behind me, because it's an empty tank back there. And that is a tough lesson to learn, right? Sometimes we don't realize it can be in business, right? Relationships, we're in it for ourselves, right? And don't mean to be, right? And we're just taking in what we're getting from either the business, the world, friends, right? People around, we may take that for granted, right? And not think to give back kind of what we're receiving sometimes. And then it turns around and gets you in the ass for sure. That's karma's real. I like that. Peter Bebe, that the grass is not always greener on the other side of the fence, right? The classics. You know, do we say that things are cliche for a reason, right? Or they're true for a reason? And the grass is not always greener. Could one argue sometimes it is, right? Sometimes the grass is greener on the other side, right? But I get you to tell you from personal experience, right? Little Bear was a nickname I had when I was a little kid, right? Also Pumpkin Bear, but that's for you, Mom. But there's a story, right? Little fable, right? Of all the farmers and the bears all got together, got along no problem, right? And then Little Bear comes along, he's born, right? Getting that adolescent age, and they would eat from the farmer's corn rows, right? And they would eat and pull up, and they never ate too much, so the farmer just let it be. Well, Little Bear gets there and he pulls down one ear of corn, he starts eating on it. Before he's even halfway through, he sees the other one out of the corner of his eye. He's like, that one looks better. And he does this, goes all the way down the row and eats the whole thing, right? And then you got a problem. So that idea, right, the grass not always greener, if you're always jumping to that other side of the grass, you're not finishing what you started, and you keep going one ear of corn to the next, where you know you've done a lot of destruction and left some people in the wake, too. Vincent Drugan commenting, how to let go and flow like a leaf down a river through life. Yeah, letting go touches home to me, Vince. I'll revisit that at the end when I'll tell you one of the hardest lessons that I've had to learn, or I'm still learning, possibly. Yeah, probably, definitely still learning. I'll talk about at the end when I cover everybody else's comments. Angela Zanke, be careful of what you say to someone because it might be the last thing you say to them. Shit. Damn, Angela. I'm not even going to guess why that's... a hard lesson for you. I can only imagine why that became a tough lesson to you. But I love that as advice too. Yeah, I see you got a sad emoji there. I can't imagine what happened. But that advice is good to think about, you know. What I try to tell when I talk to people on the phone, my friends, especially my close friends on the phone, my family, when I talk to them on the phone, I have made it a point in my chats and telephone calls, even text messages, I have made it a point probably over the last 5 years or so to always say I love you, right? I say that at the end. If we get off the phone, I'm going to tell you I love you. And I do that because I want people to, I want my friends to hear that, right? Because I do love them. And sometimes it can take a day and flip it around, just telling them you love them, right? And selfishly, if I died tomorrow, like you're saying, if it's the last words I said to somebody, the last time I talked to you, then hopefully the last thing I will have told you is I love you, right? So it's a win-win, right? So to get off the conversations like that, even text messages, just telling my friends I love them. And sometimes strangers, right? I may meet somebody and we hang out for the night and have a good time or whatever, or share a conversation. And I may even walk away and be like, hey, I love you too, man. And So I love that advice, Angela. And I'm sorry you had to experience what you had to earn that wisdom that you have. I speak often on my podcast about using the wisdom you've earned, right? You've been through the shit. You need to learn to use that wisdom that you have. I write about that in the book, right? How to access that wisdom. Jeff Ernest, inside every person you think you know, there's someone that no one will ever know. Yeah, right? Another scary thing to think about on a lesson that you learned, something probably somebody close to you. Surprise, you found something out about. So that's a tough lesson to learn too, right? And maybe that happened to a few people with you. Maybe I'm sure that's happened to most of us out here, right? Including myself, where you meet somebody, you think you know them, and maybe inside there's that person you know you'll never know. It brings up the comment to me that you are the person you are when you're alone and no one's looking. Sort of leans into that that comment at the same time. I appreciate you sharing that, man. Aaron Sondergast, another comedian, runs the Room Grumpies down in Orlando. So if you ever want to check out some good comedy down there, some people working out some material and things like that, check out Aaron's room down there at Grumpy's. He's got a podcast, too. Let's see. That my head is my own worst enemy on any issue. I would agree with you on that one, Aaron. Other than, you know, something biological, right? Cancer, right? We're experiencing some illness or injury, right? Or if someone is doing us harm, right? These are the obvious things that are our worst enemy than ourselves, right? But those are events that are taking place. But certainly, Aaron, I would concur with that, man, that our own worst enemy, that our own thoughts, right, are our own worst enemy and our own best weapon. It's also our superpower, right? And the same thing, the double-edged sword, right? Our head and our mind are certainly our worst enemy, but also our best asset. Daniel Alexander Martinez, another comedian out of Orlando. See, confrontation is incredibly necessary to stick up for yourself, even if it's uncomfortable, even if people hate you for it. I know who you are, Daniel, and I can imagine what you've experienced in your life coming up and having to stick up for yourself and what you do. And you've come a long ways too. Your personality is just bright as hell. So I can imagine making yourself uncomfortable, right? Plus you're a comedian. You don't have a problem doing that. And making people uncomfortable, but you'd need to. It's true. I mean, sometimes we got to walk away, right? I mean, I think if you notice, a lot of these lessons that we learn, you could possibly add a possibly or a perhaps or a sometimes, right? Or give or take, or almost like warnings, right? This possibly could happen. This sometimes happens. Some people are this way, right? Be careful about, you know, the tough things that we go through in our lives, allowing to concrete into some sort of negative belief about people or relationships, right? Or even ourselves, especially ourselves, man. Gary Domain, my boy, man. Good to see you, Domian. I'll get it right one day, Gary. I haven't seen you in a while, though, brother. Hope you're cool. You can't be trusted. Scratch all of that. I can't see. You can't be the truest expression of yourself if you are overly concerned what others think. People pleasing will only stagnate your personal growth. That is a 10-4. Fuck what people think. You know, and we can live by that mantra. I like to keep that mantra close because I'm affected about what people think, right? Even more so when you're trying to do comedy, right? And people don't laugh, right? You're like, oh man, you're being judged by what people think at that very moment. And it's difficult, I think, because we're hit from social constructs on so many sides in our lives, right? Who we're raised by, the friends, the job that we're at, right? All of these are cultures upon subcultures that are all pushing or influencing us to behave, act, dress, talk a certain way, right? And when we take on all those subcultures and those constructs from those subcultures and start to overlay them on our lives, we quickly lose sight of who we are. Or at least who we are at the moment, or who we want to express ourselves to be, or who we miss being, or someone we're trying to be, right? I don't want to get into the argument about being our authentic self, right? Because I think we change constantly. Are we ever really authentically ourselves, right? But forget the philosophy side. Just stick into that advice itself, right? Is that to freely express yourselves in our truest form. I like how you put it like that, to express your truest form. If we're overly concerned, see, you took an account for that with your wording, overly concerned with what others think, right? Because we can't get out of it. Very intelligent post, Gary. People pleasing only stagnate. It certainly does. Our growth into, right? Growth doesn't always have to be positive, right? It'll stagnate your growth into the lessons we got to learn, right? Because half the wisdom, or all this wisdom that we're talking about and sharing, has come from mistakes or issues that we've had, right? So appreciate it, Gary. Jim Canfield actually replied to you. Nope, just 100%. Jennifer Nielsen, another comic, that I cannot control everything around me, and I am only responsible for my NCAPS actions. This is true, a hard lesson for a lot of us to deal with, especially when you're inundated with the news or social media or ads, right, telling you why you should buy this or vote for this or do that. The world's going to die if this happens, and we're all going to hell if this doesn't happen. It gets scary, and we want to control those things, right? And especially, I can imagine, right, you're a parent, you're worried about the future, you want to control the world, right, for them so it's better. And when we can let go, I think that applies to people that deal with anxiety as well, is that you can't control it, is accepting what's happening and letting go of trying to force that from not happening. It acclimates you better to those experiences. I say, I'm only responsible, and being responsible for my actions, right? We can be responsible for other people's actions sometimes, for sure. In a court of law, but in a mental health state, right? We control our own, and that's really where that stops, right? So let me see. What's up? Checking in live, Big Biker George, my brother George, man. Good afternoon, brother, to you as well. Never got a chance to make a first impression. Yeah, I never get a second chance to make a first impression, right? You don't. That is a hard lesson to learn, right? Sometimes we meet somebody and we're in a rare state, or we're in a different mind frame of who we usually are. And it comes across bad, right? There's no getting that back. I appreciate you checking in live, George. I hope you and Susan are good, man. Love you. Let's see. Misha checking in. Man, I haven't heard from you in a while, brother. Hope you're doing okay. Went through some rough stuff, I know. I see you every once in a while. But to trust my intuition and instinct, that is so hard to explain, and even trying to teach people, right, what that is. I mean, I don't know what that is, if it's just biological evolution in our favor, right? And to trust that instinct, right, when you're coming in, or when you get that first impression, right, from somebody, and to listen to that first impression. My mom always says, when people show you who they really are, believe them, right? Anything past that is just emotion. I added that part. Lisa Kraft, life is fleeting. You can talk to a loved one minute, and the next minute they're gone. Ugh. Yeah, I think that's a lesson that we all try to block out, right, until it happens to us, and to keep that on the forefront, right? I'm seeing a common thread here. A common thread with a lot of this advice is cherish what you have. Take action with the people you love that are around you. Try to bring hope and joy to a moment, to each person that you meet. And the grass isn't always greener, right? Trying to summarize the advice here. This is so amazing to me, because we're pulling together advice from all of you amazing, wonderful, smart, hard people that have been through some shit, right? And have got wisdom from those things. And we pull it together, and I try to summarize it, right, with this one shot of advice that you have. And it's powerful to me, man, that we can pull everybody's experiences, at least people participating, everybody's experiences, we can pull wisdom from that to learn a lesson from that, and then summarize that in so many people's experiences. So Lisa, as sad as I can imagine what you went through is, that echo that leaves, right, helps us to remember, right, to love the people, to reach out to those people. Remember the last thing you say to them, right? It could be the last thing you say to them, was the other comment. So I appreciate you sharing that, Lisa, as a tough lesson. Victor Nichols, my God, Vic, way back in the day, communication in a marriage is the secret to success. I hope you've learned that lesson before it was too late. Sometimes it takes the loss of a marriage or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a partner, right, to learn that lesson. A lot of times we don't learn that lesson until we lose somebody, right? We lose somebody and we go, man, I got to talk more, right? Or I got to communicate better. I got to be nicer, right? I got to watch the last thing I say to somebody, right? We start making those changes through that loss. So hopefully, Victor, you made it for us too late, man. And this is, I would say it's a part of the secret to success, right? To a relationship, maybe not all of it, right? Because you need a few things, but then a few things you don't need, right? It's subjective to the person, right? Jason Fusco, man, old school friend checking in. Hope you're doing all right, man. That I can never protect my children from the pain and suffering that comes with living. Shit. That is a tough lesson to swallow, right? I know a few things about you. I know you're experiencing, brother, and I know where that's connected to. And I can't imagine what that feels like. And there's a release that comes from that, though, I think. If you can, you know you can't protect them from everything. If we do that, you know what kind of child we create, right? If we're hovering over the child all the time, we don't let them get hurt, right? If you're always protecting them, right? We know what kind of damage that can do over time. It's just sad that at a young age, they have to experience something like that, that I know that they're going through at all, right? And as a parent, to have to stand back and say, I can't do anything, the helplessness, sure. That is a hard lesson to learn, for sure. Thank you, everybody, for sharing the lessons you've been through, because it makes those experiences even more valuable when you share them, right? So it's not a lesson just for you. It's a lesson for people that listen to this, right? People listen to this podcast all over the world. They listen to this. So think about that domino effect, right? That paying it forward idea of you experience something, you found a lesson in it which brought value, you then share that experience and that lesson learned, and then that spreads the value, right? It certainly spreads the value. So I appreciate everybody sharing that. I'm going to tell you kind of where I'm at in a present state about one of my hardest lessons. One of my hardest lessons it's similar theme too, which is pretty cool. I didn't want to share it until I read everyone else's. That letting go is okay, and self-forgiveness is very important. That is a tough lesson that I'm trying to learn, and letting go of things. It's difficult for me to let go of mistakes I've made, people I've hurt in the past, right? It's difficult for me to let go and let go of what could have been, right? If I just would have, right? Perhaps I'd be in this place if I just would have done this, right? And so that letting go of those mistakes and forgiving myself for them and trying to find the lesson in them as opposed to just the loss in them is something that I struggle with even today. And this podcast is one of those things I currently struggle with, right? And those of you that have listened to this podcast for 7 years, I don't know how you've done it, but I appreciate you doing it. And listening for 7 years and doing this for 7 years, you know that I've had ups and downs with this podcast to keep doing the podcast, talking about it, changing direction, then back on direction, right? Kind of back and forth. But the energy that I put into this podcast, I'd say the first 5 years, I went hard. I went hard in the paint. I spent hours trying to book as many people as I could. I just went hard in the paint. And I had this massive curiosity to hear from so many other people and what they were creating, what they were doing to help heal people, et cetera. And I was fighting a cause, right? I mean, this started by pushing a cause, right? This whole deal started because addiction treatment, the issues in addiction, those dealing with addiction, the what I thought to be improper treatment of addiction, and even still today, right? I was on this hardcore mission to get a lot of that information out there. And as that information got out there, I started shifting gears to, all right, people know it exists. Let's bring some solutions, right? That's where my book came in as a solution to what I was pointing out. But then other people's solutions to being healthy or addiction or overcoming their stories, right? So it's been a struggle to let go of this podcast. When I almost did it 2 years ago, I mean, I staged up the last interviews that I had done and walked it out, et cetera. And I feel I'm back at this point again, right? To where I'm struggling to let go of something I've done for 7 years and built my life around it, right? Of what I was doing in this podcast. I mean, I do other podcasts, right? I'm thinking of starting a different kind of podcast, right? Something different. I'm not sure. I may be back in another comedy club here soon, right? So this takes energy, and it's hard for me. I cannot do the Cognitive Rampage podcast unless I'm dialed in, tuned in, and ready to do that podcast, and share experiences and other people's knowledge, etc. And so for me, it's hard to let go currently. It's hard to let go of other mistakes I've made, right? I won't get into detail, years and years ago, and shape those to be lessons in my life. So, it's okay to let go, right? It's imperative to forgive yourself, right, for things you've done or didn't do or didn't follow through with, and try your best to stop thinking about what could have been, what should have been, if you just would have, and focus on what is, and even what you want, right, what you want to make, is sort of the lesson that I've got from that, right, is focusing on the now, pushing forward, that a lot of times an unanswered prayer is an answered prayer, right? Things we didn't get or didn't do that allowed us to shift and move into a different direction. So, just sharing the present. I've been transparent with my life and what I'm experiencing on this podcast since I started it 7 fucking years ago, y'all. So appreciate everybody listening and paying attention and tuning in and all the comments and sharing your wisdom and experiences and lessons learned. So cool. Love all y'all. I hope you're taking care of you. I hope you're living your cognitive rampage. Love you. Hope you enjoyed that episode of Cognitive Questions. Again, go to Cognitive Rampage on Instagram and you can see those Cognitive Questions post. I'll put up that question and comment there and you'll be used for the podcast. So I appreciate everybody that participated in doing that. If you happen to be in the New Smyrna Beach or Orlando area, I will be performing at Madcap's Comedy Club. Madcap's Comedy Club in Sanford. It's 111 East 1st Street. You can find us there in the back room. It's really cool. Look up Madcap's Comedy on Facebook. You can buy tickets there to that show. That first show will be Friday the 13th. Yep, we're going to open the club on November Friday the 13th with Vince Taylor headlining that one. And if you're in town for November 7th in New Smyrna Beach, I'm going to have Vince Taylor there along with Lou Phillips as well at that show. And before that show, October 24th coming up in New Smyrna Beach at Spring Hill Suites Marriott, we got James Yon, who is hilarious. I love James Yon, man, host of the Lowdown TV show. Been on NBC, Fox, all over the place, man. Also on 104.1 FM local here in Central Florida. And Christoph Jean is hilarious. If you're an Orlando comic, you know who this guy is. Probably one of the funniest in Orlando, if not the, is featuring with James Yon that night. Jake Clark is on that show as well. I host all these shows. I do a little time up front and all, but I love hosting these shows. It's something I really enjoy doing, hosting the comedy shows. So Madcap's Comedy on Facebook, you can find it and buy tickets there to any show. If you're in Florida, Orlando, Sanford-ish area, or anywhere in Orlando or New Smyrna Beach, Florida, Spring Hill Suites Marriott. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Don't forget, subscribe, Cognitive Rampage on YouTube as well. Catch a bunch of interviews and other things I do while I'm on the microphone, y'all. But love you. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you live in your cognitive rampage. Love you.